Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, the 12th of May, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres warns that political will to fight climate change seems to be fading. We take a closer look at the Pope's message for the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. But first, Pope Francis ordains 19 deacons during Mass in St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican. I'm Lydia O'Kane. Against the glorious backdrop of St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Francis on Sunday ordained 19 men to the priesthood. His homily, as in the past, was based on a preset formula for masses of ordination performed by bishops. In it, he told the new priests to always keep in mind the example of the Good Shepherd, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to seek out and rescue those who were lost. He also made it clear that what they were entering into was not a cultural association or a trade union. You will be part of the ministry of Christ, he said.
Voi sarete partecipe del ministerio di Cristo.
On this World Day of Prayer for Vocations, which is also known as Good Shepherd Sunday, Pope Francis said they should not tire of being merciful. Focusing his thoughts on the sacrament of penance, the Pope urged the 19 men to be as merciful as the Father, as Jesus was merciful to us, to all of us. The Pope also encouraged them to be attentive in the celebration of the Eucharist.
Stati attenti nella celebrazione dell'Eucaristia.
The Lord wanted to save us freely. He himself told us, give for free what you have received for free. The celebration of the Eucharist, the Pontiff underlined, is the culmination of the Lord's giving freely. Please don't soil it with petty interests. The priest, Pope Francis added, should be close to God in prayer, to the bishop, to the presbytery, to the other priests, and to the people of God. 8 of the new priests are from the Priestly Society of the Sons of the Cross. 1 belongs to the family of disciples. 2 of the men studied at Rome's major seminary and 8 received formation at the Redemptoris Mater Seminary for the neo-catechumenal way. Of the 19 priests ordained on Sunday, 1 is originally from Zagreb. They also hail from Italy, Haiti, Japan and Peru. Let what you teach be nourishment for the people of God, Pope Francis said. Let the holiness of your lives be a delightful fragrance to Christ's faithful. You will be men of prayer, men of sacrifice, so that by word and example you may build the house of God, which is the church. Pope Francis, during the Regina Caeli on Sunday, called to mind Jesus presenting himself as the true shepherd of God's people. He also wished all mothers a happy Mother's Day and recalled that it was the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Linda Bordoni has more.
During the Regina Caeli following Mass on Sunday, Pope Francis focused his attention on the Gospel of the Day, which recounts the story of Jesus, presenting himself as the true shepherd of God's people.
Gesù si presenta come il vero pastore del popolo di Dio.
This gospel, he said, invites us to live our relationship with Christ with full confidence and familiarity. In his address to the faithful in St. Peter's Square, the Pope recalled the Lord's words, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will not be lost." The pontiff explained that by reading this sentence carefully, we see that the work of Jesus is expressed in a number of actions. He speaks, knows, gives eternal life, guards. The Good Shepherd, Jesus, said Pope Francis, is attentive to each one of us. He seeks and loves us, addressing to us his word, knowing the depths of our hearts, our desires and our hopes, as well as our failures and our disappointments. The Pope went on to say that the verbs and gestures that describe the way in which Jesus the Good Shepherd communicates with us are matched by the verbs that concern the sheep. They listen to my voice. They follow me. They are actions, he said, that show how we must correspond to the tender and caring attitudes of the Lord. Following the recitation of the Regina Caeli, Pope Francis recalled that it was World Day of Prayer for Vocations, which this year has its theme, the courage to take risks for the promise of God. He also spoke of his joy in ordaining new priests on Sunday in St. Peter's Basilica. Finally, the Pope sent warm greetings to all mothers on Mother's Day.
In tanti paesi oggi si celebra la festa della mamma. Vorrei inviare un caro saluto a tutte le mamme.
Thanking them for their precious work in raising children and protecting family values. We also remember, the Pope said, the mothers who look down on us from heaven and continue to watch over us with their prayers. I'm Linda Bordoni.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that political will to fight climate change seems to be fading. Speaking in New Zealand, the Secretary General praised the country for measures it had put in place to combat climate change.
The paradox is that as things are getting worse on the ground, political will seems to be fading. And that is why the leadership of the government of New Zealand is extremely important, and that's why I'm very grateful for that. Not only New Zealand is fully in line with what was promised by New Zealand in Paris, but New Zealand is introducing legislation to achieve a fundamental goal that the scientific community has defined as absolutely crucial, and I don't think that there is any other region but the Pacific with the moral authority to tell the world that the world needs to abide by what the scientific community is telling us.
Albania's centre-right opposition has decided to continue protests, calling for the resignation of the government and for an early parliamentary election. The Prime Minister faces allegations of electoral fraud and corruption. The leadership of the Democratic Party-led opposition decided to hold a small protest Sunday against the arrest of a senior party official and called a potentially larger national rally for Monday. Saturday's demonstration turned violent, with opposition supporters using Molotov cocktails and police using tear gas and water cannons. For the last 3 months, there have been anti-government protests in Albania. Well, just a little earlier, I spoke to our correspondent, Stefan Boss, who brought me up to date on the developments.
The latest is that many people were actually injured in what were the bloodiest protests since February, when the opposition decided to go to the streets and to basically tackle corruption and the links to the organized crime that they say the current leftist government has. Now, actually what happened was that there were all kinds of Molotov cocktails thrown at the government building, where also the officers were of the current Prime Minister, Edi Rama, and after it, they went to the parliament building, where also Molotov cocktails were thrown, and there were clashes with the police. Now, there were several people injured and also dozens of protesters were detained. And what they have said now, that they will continue with the protest because they want the government to resign. They want early elections. And what they have said, they also want the release of those detained, specifically a leading opposition figure who was among the people being arrested. Now, at this moment, we are still waiting what will happen next. They are also planning protests, not only today, on Sunday, that is, but also on Monday. They are talking about a massive protest then. Now, of course, the European Union and the United States have already expressed concern about the situation. Several officials have urged the opposition to return to parliament. They have been boycotting parliament, several opposition legislators, and also to participate in upcoming local elections. But so far, the standoff seems to continue, and that is really concerning the West, because it is another sign of instability in the Balkans. And of course, Albania wants to join the European Union, and they were planning to talk about it this summer, but it remains to be seen whether that will be possible.
The church in Sri Lanka held the first regular Sunday Mass since the Easter attacks of churches and hotels that killed more than 250 people. Military forces and police patrolled the streets leading to churches and stood guard outside compounds. Everyone entering was required to produce identity cards and was searched. Parking was banned near the churches and officials requested worshippers to bring along only minimum baggage. Iran's president has said his country is facing unprecedented pressure from international sanctions. His words come amid rising tensions with the US, which last week deployed warships and warplanes in the Gulf. Pakistani security forces have killed three separatist insurgents who had stormed a luxury hotel in the port city of Gwadar 24 hours earlier. Officials said three gunmen dressed as military officers raided the five-star Pearl Continental Hotel on Saturday, killing three hotel security guards, an employee and a Navy soldier in the ensuing gun battle. The insurgents had been holed up on the top floor of the hotel after security forces arrived. The forces cleared all guests from the premises while cornering the attackers in the staircase. Today, the fourth Sunday of Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday, the Catholic Church observes the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Pope Francis had released a message for this occasion on March the 9th, urging Catholics worldwide to pray that the Lord may help them discover his plan of love for their lives and grant them the courage to take the risk and walk in that path. Robin Gomes has more.
The theme that Pope Francis chose for today's World Day of Prayer for Vocations is the courage to take a risk for God's promise. The message is a reflection on how the Lord's call makes us bearers of a promise and at the same time asks of us the courage to take a risk with and for him. In our thirst for happiness, the Pope explains in the message, we come across mixed fortunes, sometimes landing a good catch of fish and sometimes tossed about by the waves and frustrated with empty nets. It is at this moment that Jesus approaches the fishermen, breaks through the paralysis of routine, and promises to make them fishers of men. Every vocation, the Pope says, is a summons not to stand on the shore, nets in hand, but to follow Jesus on the path he has marked out for us, for our own happiness and for the good of those around us. However, embracing the Lord's promise, the Pope says, demands of us the courage to risk making a decision, of putting ourselves on the line and facing a great challenge. Leaving behind the security of our little boat that prevents us from making a definitive choice, he says, we are called to be bold and decisive in seeking God's plan for our lives, trusting in the Lord's promise. The various vocations he points out makes us bearers of a promise of goodness, love and justice, not only for ourselves, but also for our societies and cultures, which need courageous Christians and authentic witnesses of the kingdom of God. But Francis said that it is the same with a call to consecrated life and priesthood, where decisions to risk leaving behind everything to follow the Lord can meet much resistance in today's highly secularized contexts. The Holy Father thus called on priests, religious, pastoral workers and educators to help young people with opportunities for listening and to discern their call. Youth ministry and promotion of vocations, along with prayer, meditation on God's Word, Eucharistic adoration and spiritual accompaniment, the Pope says, help in discovering God's plan. In conclusion, Pope Francis offers young people the model of Mary, whose vocation, he says, was both a promise and a risk. Her mission was not easy, yet through her yes, she did not allow fear to prevail. I'm Robin Gomes.
Well, that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, be sure to visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. Many thanks goes to Adriano Vitali in the studio in the Vatican. Thank you for joining us.